skin or the hide, whatever you call it.
And the kind of meat that you buy, you grind up the meat trimmings and
Oh, you're talking about the sausage.
Okay. And a person who kills and sells meat is called a
butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right, you say it's
tainted.
Okay. What would you say about butter that was kept too long?
Rank or molded, whatever you call it.
Okay. And you'd say, this morning at 7 o'clock, I what breakfast? At 7 o'clock, I
ate breakfast, or eat breakfast.
And yesterday at that time, I had already
eat.
And tomorrow, I will what?
Eat the same time, I guess.
And if you were real thirsty, you could go up to the sink and pour yourself a
glass of water.
And you'd say the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
So somebody has done what to the glass?
Broken.
And you'd say, but I didn't mean to.
Didn't mean to break it.
And after you kill a hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
Hog head cheese.
What about with the liver? What can you make from that?
Oh, you can make several things with the liver. You fry it or boil it or stew it.
Do you ever hear of anything called a grapple or cripple?
Cripple.
Uh-huh. Or scrapple. Yeah, you
put on your coat. I don't believe.
What inside parts of the hog do you eat?
Well, you meet the liver and keep the chitlins, the guts.
What part is the chitlins?
That's the entrance.
Uh-huh.
There's the chitlins.
Did you ever hear of anything called a horselet or haslet?
I don't believe. Mm-mm.
Did you ever hear of making anything out of the blood?
Yeah, blood pudding.
How was that made?
Well, now I don't know. I ain't no cook.
Drain from the hogs and get stick the hog and catch it in the pan and pour it in one of the intestines you get out of right inside the hog. Put garlic, salt, and stuff in it.
Did it taste very good?
Yeah, I don't know if I ever
eat
it.
I wouldn't eat it myself.
Milk that, if you let it sit for a while, it'll get sort of thick.
It'll clabber. It'll sour and clabber.
What can you make with that?
Buttermilk.
Or what kind of cheese can you make with that?
Well, I don't know. You can make some kind. I don't know what the name of them is, but you make cheese out of it.
What's the first thing you have to do after milking?
After the milking.
Uh-huh.
Well, you strain your milk, wash your hand, or wash your milk bucket.
And you'd say, I was real thirsty and I what a glass of water, but
drink the glass of water.
Okay, and you'd ask me, how much have you?
I don't know.
How much water have you
drank?
Okay.
Or drunk?
And you'd say, we certainly do what a lot of water?
Drink a lot of water.
And if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, you tell them to go ahead and
eat.
Or they're standing up, you tell them to
go ahead and sit down and eat.
Okay, so you say, so then he went ahead and he
sit down.
And you say, no one else was standing because they had all
sit down.
And you could take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and make a sweet liquid you could pour over pudding or pie. You'd call that a
dressing or topping or whatever they call it. Or
okay. And something that's kind of like a, well, kind of a pie. It's got several layers of maybe apples and strips of dough in it.